An Arizona-based company, GoE3, has proposed to install across the U.S. 500 or more quick-charging terminals for electric cars, or EVs. These terminals, specifically known as Level 3 EVSEs, would allow most newly built electric cars to charge up to 80% in capacity in as little as 20 minutes. Perhaps even more noteworthy was GoE3's announcement that each of these terminals would be able to accommodate all the competing Level 3 quick charge standards, the only one in the industry making that claim. This past Saturday, December 8th, marked the official public unveiling of that effort in southern Arizona as the first EVSE slated for consumer use came online at Boland's Plaza along I-10 across from Picacho Peak, some 30 miles north of Marana. Cars were whizzing by on the adjacent highway, and there was also the persistent din of construction site generators in the background. I'll explain the presence of those in a minute, but first, Greg Lutowski, GoE3's chief liaison officer, recounts his involvement.
What I do is to do an outreach to the community, to the media, to get the message out about what we're doing and what makes us different than what's been currently been going on in the industry. I have a pretty good business background and a pretty good eye for business, and I hadn't really seen too many business plans within the green industry that looked sustainable without government grants or government assistance. I said, wow, this really is something that doesn't need to have a helping hand. It actually is a brilliant business plan that I think any investor who looked at would go, wow, this really does make sense. This actually can be self-sustaining. It's filling a niche that is currently not being fulfilled. We're in the middle of, between Phoenix and Tucson, and now EV drivers have a way of traversing that distance of just about 100 miles. They didn't have that before.
Along with private enterprise, government is helping coordinate this project. On site was Colleen Cronenshield of Tucson Clean Cities and her counterpart to the north, representing the Valley of the Sun Clean Cities Coalition in the Phoenix area, Bill Schaefer.
Well, we've been involved with E3, the people who are putting in the charging station, and this has been the real key. We have lots of vehicles, so lots of alternative fuel vehicles, and we have lots of fuel, including electricity. What we've been missing is the infrastructure. You know, I'm not going to make cars unless there's somewhere to fuel them, and I'm going to fuel cars and put a fueling station in unless there's somewhere to use them. So they've stepped out and made the investment. So now we have an electric highway between Phoenix and Tucson where anybody with an electric car can stop and get charged along the way. So it's a big breakthrough for us.
Oh yes, about those generators. Two companies catering to emergency roadside assistance for stranded EVs were also present at Picacho Peak on Saturday. Matt Mendoza of AAA Arizona was there with his crew, as was competitor Paul Moore, representing EV Mobile Charger, who will be establishing a presence in Tucson soon. Paul explains the business model common to both companies.
We can deliver level 2 or level 3 charge. It depends on the device that's employed. When I say level 3, we conform to the level 3 CHAdeMO and SAE standard for plugging in. We deliver 440 DC, but not quite at the levels of a normal land-based charger, because this is a roadside assistance unit. We delivered about 1 mile per minute of charge, the idea being if you're stranded 10, 15 miles from home or from your nearest charger, we can get you on the road very quickly.
Approximately 25 EVs and their owners were also on site at Picacho Peak this past Saturday. An assortment of Nissan Leafs, Chevy Volts, a Mitsubishi I, which provided me with transportation that day, a pair of Tesla Roadsters, and two new Tesla S models. That's a fully freeway-ready EV with a passenger-carrying capability and range comparable to most luxury gasoline-powered sedans. Speeches were made, and a ribbon-cutting ceremony followed. One of the speakers, Colin Tatro, Senior Policy Advisor on Sustainability for the Office of the Mayor of Phoenix, had a novel concept outlined for the assembled crowd.
So here's my request to you now. Bug us. Get in contact with us. Let us know where you need and want a charging station. It's our responsibility as elected officials and servants to you of where you need this infrastructure. So congratulations to Clean Air. Everyone, this is fantastic. Congratulations, and make sure to plug in here to this DC fast charger, okay? Thank you.
Also officiating was Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett. Following the ribbon-cutting ceremony, he provided thoughts to me on what role Arizona government could play in wider EV adoption.
I found out driving down with one of the owners of an electric vehicle that at least that model and the company that sells these Tesla cars can't even sell a vehicle in Arizona because we require them to go through a licensed dealer, and there are no licensed dealers for Tesla. So the guy had to go to California, pay California sales tax, and on and on and on. So, you know, as these different opportunities develop and these different technologies come to be, we do have to go back into some fundamental structures in our laws and regulations and unwind or restate some of those things in a way that allow the new technologies to get started and move forward.
Jerry Asher of the Tucson Electric Vehicle Association, or TEVA 2, has already driven his Nissan Leaf to all 15 county seats in Arizona, and did so before quick charge installations were even planned for this part of the country.
But that's the idea, taking a Leaf all around Arizona. It's not what you're really thinking about when you do this, because it's a urban vehicle, but now we've demonstrated today at Picacho Peak that our urban vehicle can now be an intercity vehicle.
I'm Benjamin Need for Arizona Spotlight.